אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש כרך א', עמוד 29, מאמר עניין חשיבות החברה. ניתן לשאול שאלות באתר קבלה לעם.
We are reading from Rabash, article concerning the importance of society.
ידוע שהיות שהאדם נמצא תמיד...
Concerning the importance of society, it is known that one is always among people who have no connection to the work on the path of truth, but to the contrary, they always resist those who walk on the path of truth. And since people's thoughts mingle, the views of those who oppose the path of truth permeate those with some desire to walk on the path of truth. Hence, there is no other solution but to establish a separate society for themselves to be their framework, meaning a separate community that does not mingle with other people whose views differ from that society. And they should constantly evoke in themselves the issue of the purpose of society, so they will not follow the majority, because following the majority is their nature. If the society isolates itself from the rest of the people, if they have no connection with other people in regards to spiritual matters, and their contact with them is only on corporeal matters, they will not mingle with their views, since they have no connection in matters of religion.
But when a person is among religious people and begins to converse and argue with them, he immediately mingles with their views. Their views subconsciously penetrate his mind to such an extent that he will not be able to discern that these are not his own views, but what he received from the people he connected with. Therefore, in matters of work on the path of truth, one should isolate oneself from other people. This is because the path of truth requires constant strengthening, since it is against the view of the world. The view of the world is knowing and receiving, whereas the view of Torah is faith and bestowal. If one strays from that, he immediately forgets all the work of the path of truth and falls into a world of self-love. Only from a society in the form of they helped every man his friend, does each person in the society receive the strength to fight against the view of the world. Also, we find the following in the words of the Zohar. When a person dwells in a city inhabited by evil people, and he cannot keep the mitzvot of Torah, and does not succeed in the Torah, he relocates and uproots himself from there, and plants himself in a place inhabited by good people, with Torah and with mitzvot. This is because the Torah is called tree, as it is written, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And man is a tree, as it is written, for is the tree of the field man. And the mitzvot in the Torah are likened unto fruits. And what does it say? Only the trees of which thou knows that they are not trees for food, them thou may destroy and cut down. Destroy from this world and cut down from the next world. For this reason, one must uproot himself from the place where there are wicked, for he will not be able to succeed there in Torah and mitzvot, and plant himself elsewhere among righteous, and he will succeed in Torah and mitzvot. And since man, whom the Zohar compares to the tree of the field, suffers like the tree of the field from bad neighbors, In other words, we must always cut down the bad weeds around us that affect us, and we must also keep away from bad environments and from people who do not favor the path of the truth. We need a careful watch so as to not be drawn to follow them. This is called isolation, meaning when one who has thoughts of the single authority, called bestowal, and not public authority, which is self-love, this is called two authorities, the Creator's authority and one's own authority. Now we can understand what our sages said. Rav Yehuda said, Rav said, Adam HaRishon was heretic. As it is written, and the Lord God called unto the man and said unto him, where art thou? Where has thine heart gone? In Rashi's interpretation, heretic refers to a tendency towards idol worship. And in the commentary, Etz Yosef, it is written, when it writes, where has thine heart gone? It is heresy. As it is written, that ye go not about after your own heart. This is heresy, when his heart leans towards the other side. But all this is very perplexing. How can it be said that Adam HaRishon was inclined toward idolatry? Or according to the Etz Yosef commentary, that he was in the form of that ye go not after your own heart, which is heresy. According to what we learn about the work of God that is solely about the aim to bestow, if a person works in order to receive, this work is foreign to us, for we need to work only to bestow, and he took everything in order to receive. This is the meaning of what he said, that he failed in go not about after your own heart. In other words, he could not take the eating from the tree of knowledge in order to bestow, but receive the eating from the tree of knowledge in order to receive. This is called heart, meaning the heart wishes only to receive for self-gratification. And this was the sin of the tree of knowledge. To understand this matter, see the introduction to the book Panim Masbirot. And from this, we can understand the benefits of the society. It can introduce a different atmosphere, one of working only in order to bestow.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да. Учитель, как в каждой мысли и в желании не следовать?
Yes, teacher. How in every thought and desire not to follow the idol worship, but to choose the single authority?
That is a question.
Бецем,
basically, the simplest thing is to cling to the environment, because the environment can always hold you high.
אם אתה כל הזמן קשור אליהם, בשכל, ברגש, במחשבות, בפעולות, במשהו.
If you are always connected to them in thoughts, actions, something, mostly his thoughts, then you are not in yourself, then you're not, you don't reside in your donkey, but you reside in the environment. And the environment is always somehow, somewhat, but always connected and aimed at the Creator. So, always being together with them, connected to them, imagining to yourself how they think together and work together, and you are a part of them. I haven't found anything more certain to hold a person besides the environment.
Vlad.
All right, Vlad.
Такая молитва, в общем, какая-то внутренняя, да, в связи с товарищами.
Meaning it turns out that there needs to be a certain internal prayer.
could be a prayer, but could also be an action. I felt many times what is their general direction. So in terms of that general direction, I felt that's what I want to cling to. Very simple. I'm talking about things that everyone can do.
И тогда получается, что все остальное, вот весь мир этот со своими там мыслями, желаниями, остается.
And then it turns out that all the rest of the world, thoughts, desires, only the necessary remains from all of this.
Right, right, of course.
No more, no less.
What else do you need? To just lose it and be sorry for it? You don't need anything else.
Tbilisi.
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 Скажите, Рав, а откуда человек в самом начале пути берет силу?
Say, please, Rav, where does a person in the beginning of his way, where can he take the forces to uproot himself like a tree and bring himself to the right environment? It's clear that he's in a ten.
The Creator, about this, it says the Creator puts the person's hand on the good faith. The Creator puts a person's hand on the good faith. And so a person thus moves to a better environment. But after that, it's choice.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Rav, we know that Kabbalists throughout history kept themselves from external environments. They were in isolation.
That used to be. That used to be the case.
Yes, today we're in a different kind of period of time where we're intermingling with the audience as much as possible.
No, we don't mix with them, so mingle so much. To mingle meaning that I mingle with their views. I don't mingle with their views at all. I can share some of my views, but I'm very cautious of absorbing their views.
That?
I'm not in contact with them.
But you are in contact with them.
I listen to the news. I read the news. But I read it in order to see how to spin this news in my direction. I know where we need to go, where we need to advance, like we discussed in the beginning of the lesson today. And that's how I see the news. I saw yesterday, the day before, where are we going? Where are we moving? Towards connection or not? Can we start talking about connection or not? That's it. That's what I hear from the news. It just puts me in greater and greater action. That's how I listen to the news. No other reason. Why should I hear about everything else they say? It's just childish. I listen only in order to know how to activate myself more or less according to what people are impressed by, what they are influenced by. Is there room for me here or not? Because from the wisdom of Kabbalah, I can't say that things are already happening or not. All the Kabbalists made mistakes about this. All of them, including Rav Ash and Baal HaSulam. They were all made mistakes, where things seemed to already happening. Because how can it be that people are not seeing? Because on the level of this world, the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't work that well. It doesn't work so much. And I would hear Rav Ash listening to the news every hour, seeing maybe the world is moving to a point where it can be somehow pushed by our dissemination. And so today I started talking about more aggressive, broader dissemination that we have to explain to the world. I wrote on Twitter, you'll find it on my Twitter account, I wrote some 8 or 10 tweets there. That's it. What can you do? That's the only way in which I integrate with the world. What else do I need to hear from them? What? What, that they'll they'll tell me about their success or their solutions or what. Nothing's going to happen from that. The results will only come from our dissemination.
The Kabbalist has a certain guard, a shield that protects him.
What shield? I have no shield. I'm naked. I'm naked before the upper force, and I want him to manage me, but he manages me to the extent that I want him to. And I have to have an environment, a society. Of course, without the environment, I would have no justification to address the Creator. Why am I addressing Him? For myself, that's forbidden. But only to advertise to the whole of humanity, to attract more students. That's why I can turn to Him.
It just really stands out. How do I see you in conversations with people in the country, around the world? It's nothing touches you. It's like, it doesn't, you have like Teflon around you. It's like, it doesn't enter. What's your advice to a student not to let it penetrate and to incorporate with the sorrow of the public, absorb their deficiency, but not get mingled in their thoughts and opinions?
I don't know what to tell you, but I don't think that it belongs to the spiritual degree. It's even the smallest degree of the righteousness of the path. I can't take anything from them except for strengthening my view.
And last question, continuing an answer that I heard you saying to Marek, that all that we need to do is to convince the public to follow you, to go after you. How do you see that happening? How do you see this being expressed practically? What does it mean?
Practically, I think about us spreading our view to the whole of humanity, and all of humanity will hold on to BB, to every one of you, just like children hold on to the adults, drag their piece of clothing and then follow them. That is what I'm hoping to see, to manage to see in my time. And for you don't need to be huge Kabbalists for this. You don't. You just need to convince the world that there is no other choice. And the Creator is giving you they're giving the world the conditions to see that there is nothing in their hands. They just don't know about you. And you're waiting. What are you waiting for? That's not out of love. Out of love to humanity, you have to run to them and reach out to them in all languages. Latin 1.
Rav.
Yes.
Dos preguntas muy cortas de la decena. Un amigo.
Rav, two very important questions, but short ones from the 10. Our friend doesn't have a microphone.
¿Qué significa expandir los límites de la sociedad?
What's the significance of expanding the boundaries of the society?
Expanding the boundaries of society is also by growing in quantity. In quantity, it's very important. The problem is that the more we expand and rise, those who can't rise, they fall. But that's how it works. More?
La otra pregunta es, Rav, dice,
and the additional question, Rav, before we attain connection, do we have free choice?
Our freedom of choice is only to strengthen with the environment. That's the only choice there is. All the rest, we are not doing anything on our own. Only the Creator is doing that. What He leaves to the person is only to connect with the environment that leads him to the path to the goal. That's it.
Info.
Yes, we want to update the schedule for the request from Rav that there will be a writer's meeting today, so we're going to start at 10:30. Michael Sanilevich with a program with Rav until 11:30 a.m. Israel time. Then the meeting with the writers from 11:30 to 12:30. Then we will watch a recorded lesson from 1 to 2. From 2 to 3, our friends will present a live lesson with a workshop about the recorded lesson that we watched from this week. And like every Friday, our friends from Europe will host us in a world Yeshivat Chavrim from 8 to 9 p.m. on the Zoom link that will be sent to everyone. We'll also go over tomorrow's schedule, Saturday, as last week. We will start at 4:15 a.m. with preparation. 4 to 7, we'll have the lesson. 7 to 7:30, a Kabbalistic meal. And then we'll have a break. Come back at 3:15 p.m. Until 3, we'll have preparation. From 3 to 4, a men's lesson live. And from 4 to 5, a women's lesson live with Rav. That will be also live with women from 4 to 5. And then the women will continue from 5 to 5:30 to a women world gathering. That's our schedule and an igun. La 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 la.